Hi, good afternoon. Am I speaking with Jeff?
Yep.
Hey, Jeff, good afternoon. My name is Tyler. I'm the specialist here in the department that handles product details and pricing. How's your day going today, sir?
Pretty good.
Very good. Very good. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you overall here. I know you're speaking with Mary. She's one of our mapping coordinators for the department. Did she do a good job of explaining the basics of the program and where it is we would have Jeffrey Lipinskiff show up on the front page?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know everything always boils down to the dollar cost of things, but before I start hitting you with the numbers, did you have any questions in regards to the program, like details of how it works or what we're going to be doing for you, aside from hearing just the price point?
No.
Okay. Well, if you happen to have any, feel free to just go ahead. Absolutely. Now, the pricing is offered to you on a month-per-month basis, so you're not locked into a contract or anything long-term. The program does require a two-month verbal agreement, strictly making us performance-based. But, Jeff, the only way we're going to keep you happy and coming back to us for the third month moving forward is by providing results within that first two-month time frame that we quote you. But you did qualify for our Platinum package. Everything inside of that package holds is designed to give you a return on investment within that two-month time frame. Okay, but now the pricing, we do make it very affordable with the Labor Day special that we got going on today. It does end obviously today, or at the end of the week. But normally, without any of the discounts, it runs at the original rate of $4.99 with a $2.99 programming fee. But with the discount implemented, the Labor Day special is going to waive the programming fee entirely and reduce the cost all the way down to $149 flat. That would be out the door, Jeff. There's no other hidden fees. There are no other surcharges. And the setup fee would be waived entirely for you.
The price fee same every month or go up?
Yes. The price would never go up on you or change. It would remain $149 each and every month that you decide to move forward with the services. And if everything is sent over to you in writing as well. So everything is completely transparent. But all the program details that it includes is going to get you complete Google local optimization setup with the major benefit on being found on the search engines or other than directories like Angie/HomeAdvisor is they call you directly. So you don't have to chase down leads. You don't have to worry about paying lead fees or anything like that. They're going to contact you directly for your services. Now, what we also provide for you would be first page placement on Bing Local as well, which is owned by Microsoft. That's the second largest search engine that's used next to Google. And then in order to help the ranking of your business, we do place you on 60 online directories. These directory submissions that we place you on are going to be the bigger, more popular ones that are in your area, like the BetterBusinessBureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc. And then what we would also be providing for you would be a website. Now, the website's big because that would mean something, that would give your clients something to land on when they're doing that search for your service. Wanting to call you for them.
Fucking deep kit.
What?
Not going to school.
I'm sorry.
Sorry about that.
Can you hear me?
I guess.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Are you out on the field working?
Huh?
Are you out on the field working?
No, today I'm working home today. Got my own yard.
Oh, understood. Okay. All righty. Well, it's always nice to have a day yourself. Things around the house. Absolutely. Now the website though is another service that we can provide for you. It's very important because it's up and running for you within 5 business days, but we place it on the search engines. That way your consumers have something to land on when they're doing that search for the services that you're offering. It makes them more inclined to wanting to call you for the services if they can see who you are and what you could do for them in detail. And then along with the website creation, it's up and running for you within 5 business days. And we host it, manage it, and maintain it for you. That way you can focus on the work that it brings to you, and you wouldn't have to worry about doing it on your own.
No, I was late the first series, and I had to get
Meyer.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
My
grandson keeps saying he's going to school, and school is telling me no, he's not going to any of his classes.
Oh, no. That's no...
He made it to class all week.
Now, you got to go to school. You know, you're paying a lot of money for that, so...
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well,
with the service, Well, with the services that we're offering, Jeff, along with the website, we're going to be programming your company to show up into the mobile devices. And that's because nowadays everybody is doing internet searches from their cell phones. I'm sure you're aware of that, but they're also, their location's always changing when they're traveling. So what we're going to do for you, Jeff, is mobile optimize the business. That way you do show up from anybody searching from any iPhone, Android, and any kind of tablet out there. So when it comes to your online exposure, we literally cover all of your bases. Okay. Now, my question, though, for you would be in regards to the services at the rate of 149, how many clients would we have to bring you landscaping jobs in order to offset the cost of the program and make it become profitable for you?
Well, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm sure it wouldn't take more than a handful, right, to offset 149?
Yeah.
Well, the reason I bring that up is because you're in a pretty densely populated area in your state. Fort Wayne's pretty populated, but also what I typed into the analytics that we have here is landscaping services. I typed it into the Fort Wayne area, but also a 20-mile radius outside of the local area that you're in. The keyword that I typed in was landscape services, and it shows me right here in the Fort Wayne area in the 20-mile radius, it's been searched 1,002 times. Now, does that mean you're going to land over 1,000 phone calls towards your company? Absolutely not. That's not realistic whatsoever. Yeah. That's just how many searches were conducted. But our goal is to place your company in front of a large percentage of those searches that are being done. Now, the way that we go about helping you with that, Jeff, is we go into each individual area and we program your company in front of the audiences that are already looking for those services. Once we program your company in front of those in those areas where the searches are being performed, that's going to look a large majority of those phone calls towards your company from those people that are doing that search, of course. And then also, what I found out, when the calls are coming directly to you by consumers that are already out there in need of a service you offer, there's going to be a very likely chance of you landing that job from that consumer that's giving you that phone call. So it's just very important to be an option on the front page when they're doing that search, of course. And then we also offer targeted marketing. So I know the home base for you is the Fort Wayne area, but when it comes to servicing your clients, do you like to stay within the 20-mile radius, or does it really just depend on the job and how far you decide to travel?
Yeah, it depends. If you're farther than that, and it's big enough job, make enough money, and I would do it.
Of course, of course. Well, another benefit is they do call you directly, and you can track and see the zip codes that those calls are coming to you from, so you can kind of gauge those phone calls as they come into you. But what we also allow you to do is hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in. Reason we allow you to hand select areas is because overall it is your area, so you know the areas around you that may be a bit more profitable for you to work in or the areas that bring you a larger amount of income. So the goal for us over here would be to program you into those areas that are making you the most bang for your buck, so to speak. But again, you know, that's why we do offer the services here with monthly, with no contracts. It does strictly make us performance-based, but the only way we're going to keep you coming back to us for the following month moving forward is by providing your results within that two-month time frame that we quote you. Included, Jeff, I'm sure you can see the value of giving the program a shot today so we can prove to you how well it's going to work for your business, right?
I'm not going to have any money until tomorrow.
Are you getting paid out from a job till tomorrow? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Understood. Understood.
Well, I said, okay. I'm on Social Security, but it don't cut it, so that's why I'm doing it on the side, just to get by.
Ah. Understood. Understood. Well, I mean, you believe that, babe. Placing your company on the front page of Google, that it would be beneficial for you, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what I can do for you here is we can set up a post-it option for you. If it's something that you can do tomorrow, then the post-it option is something that we have as an option for you. That means we would take the payment information, put it into the system today, but we would not run the payment until tomorrow. Would that option be feasible for you?
Yeah, I'm going to get my check tomorrow. Usually it's on the 3rd, but since the 3rd's on Saturday, I believe, yeah, Saturday, I'll get paid the day before Friday.
All right, say that one more time, please.
Normally I get paid on the 3rd, but since the 3rd's on the weekend, I'll get paid Friday.
So you don't get paid until next Friday? So not tomorrow on the 2nd?
No, tomorrow on the 2nd.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, there's a post-date option where we would not run the card until tomorrow after the payment, it does, obviously after you get the payment arrangement. But would the post-8 option be feasible for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that's something that we can do for you, Jeff. So love, what I would have to do here, just in order to make sure that we would be representing you properly, of course, what I have to do here on the front end is just verify some information in regards to the company to make sure that we have everything accurate here. Okay?
Yes.
Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 260 area code 580-5388, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach one?
That's only one I have.
Understood. Okay. And then we do need to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. This is what gives you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located in. I found the address listed for you as 2425 Pittsburgh Street. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home address?
Home address.
Okay, so if that's a home address, we're not going to showcase that for the public to see. That will be hidden. But what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way consumers know the area that you'd be coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know directions to where you live, of course. Okay. And then also, the zip code that I found out there, is it 46803?
Right.
Okay. And then for the account purposes, Jeff, what's your last name?
Hill.
How do I spell that?
H-I-L-L.
Oh, Hill. I'm sorry. I thought it said, okay, wonderful. H-I-L-L. And then what would be the best email address to use for you or your business?
It's jhill8657@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. So I have jhill, like for Jeffrey, and then Hill, your last name, 8657 at Gmail?
Right.
Okay, wonderful. And then as far as your hours of operation, go ahead.
I did ask, because like something I can remember really easy.
Absolutely. That is a very easy email address compared to some of the ones that...
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then, Jeff, as far as your hours of operation for the business, how do you like to run it? Is it 5 days a week, 6 days a week, or is it Monday through Sunday? How does that work for you?
Easy, 6 days.
6 days? Is that Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, I try to take Sunday off for... This way, you know, football's coming up, and I at least one day to relax.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. Owning a business, you definitely need it one day to, for your sanity, of course, absolutely. Yeah. And to get to take care of stuff that you need done, of course. And then also, did you have any forms of media out there for the business that was built, like a Facebook, an Instagram, or anything like that?
No.
Okay, all righty. So that might be something that we can help you with. That might not be, that's not going to be a problem. Social media is a big way to get your name out there, so we'd like to help you with that. And then also, if we would need to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you would have with us, Jeff, how would you prefer us to reach you? Would you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
Text message, phone call.
Okay, text or a phone call, all right.
No, text for you better.
Okay, all right. And then when now, and what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms, like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how does that work?
I prefer cash.
You prefer cash? All righty.
Yeah. I wanted to do credit cards and that stuff, and I don't want to leave a big paper trail for the government to follow me.
I hear you. Absolutely. Okay. So if you could like to accept cash, we can make sure that they know that the cash is as feasible for you to accept. And then the you here. Or what I'm doing for you right now is I'm sending you over an email. The email is going to fall in your inbox labeled client support. This is going to give you two forms of contact. That way, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, once we start the programming, then you always have a live agent to reach when you try to call these numbers. Now, my number is going to be located at the very bottom of the email. That way, if you want to call me directly, then you can. Okay, and then if I don't answer, please leave me a voicemail, and I'll get back to you when I'm off the phone with that other person that I'm talking to. Okay, so I sent that over to you right now. So that should be falling into your – yeah, it shows me that it's sent over to you successfully. And then the last thing that we would need to do here for the post-date is just take the payment information down, and then we would not run the payment until tomorrow after the check clears. But in order to secure the listing, what's going to work best for your company, Jeff? You're going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card. What works best for your business?
Debit card.
Okay. Now, does the debit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
Just my name.
Just your name. All righty. And they do read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to start the numbers from the left to the right, I'll repeat them back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
It's 4-4-1-4-5-1-0-9-2-0-1-0-16-43.
16-43. And the expiration month and year?
It's 03-25.
And the little code that's on the back?
It is, oh God, I want to say 720, but could be wrong, it's pretty wore out.
I'm sorry, you said 7 of what?
720, I believe.
720, okay, gotcha, okay, all right.
I could
right.
be wrong, because that card's pretty wore out. I'm not sure you know, it's hard to read anything on it.
Understood. Well, I mean, we'll try that one tomorrow, like I said, and if it does not go through, it will let me know that the card information is wrong, so I'll contact you and we'll try a different number there. But right now, the position is locked into yours. Now, the next thing that I would have to do here is just verify time to run the payment. When do you think it's going to be in your account?
This should be by 11.
By 11 o'clock?
Yes. Could be wrong, okay.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. So I'll run the card at 11 o'clock your time in Fort Wayne, and then, like I said, if it goes through or not, I'll be following up with you regardless to let you know the next steps of the process. Okay? But other than that, Jeff, I sent you changes prior to the call back tomorrow. You have my contact information sitting right there in your email, okay? So feel free to give me a call. If not, you'll be hearing from me tomorrow at around 11 o'clock, okay?
Okay.
All right. Before we disconnect, though, Jeff, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you?
Nope.
All right. Well, we appreciate you giving us the time and the opportunity, and then you have a great rest of your evening, and we'll speak tomorrow, okay?
You too.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.